Fred Film Radio.
This is Fred Film Radio. I'm Samantha Sartori at the 17th edition of New York Asian Film Festival. For 2 weeks, 58 movies will be at Film Society of Lincoln Center and at SVA Theater from June 29th to July 15th, 2018. Among the movies selected this year, there is We Will Not Die Tonight. And today we are here with the director, Richard Sommes, to talk about the movie. Good morning, Richard, and thank you for being with us.
Yes, my pleasure.
We Will Not Die Tonight is an homage to Walter Hill's The Warriors.
Yes.
It is a movie you shot in only 8 days.
Yes.
Can you tell us where the idea of this movie came from?
Yes. And before I wrote the script, I tried to find a lot of inspirations to how to start it out first. But since that I really wanted to do an action survival film, which is very much closer to my inspiration, which is The Warriors by Walter Hill. But one thing is very much important first is the theme or the premise of the film. So I pick up a lot of inspiration, and then I came up and I stumbled upon this idea that what if I'm gonna cast somebody, which is a woman, who's just going to try to survive the night fighting for a circumstance that he cannot control, for a happening or an incident that she cannot control. So We Will Not Die Tonight is born out of passion and determination to do even like a small film, as long as it is genuinely crafted by passion and by strive of all the people who work with it, and also with the actors who lend their skills and talent to me.
Can you talk about using a stunt woman as a main character of
Yes.
your movie? The protagonists of your movies are often women. Can you talk a little bit about this?
Yes. Number one, it's my tribute to the stuntmen and women of the Philippines, because they are the most, if I say this, they are the most unnoticed, and they're the most being set aside sometimes in the industry. So it's my tribute to them. It's my tribute to their determination and to their contribution to the movie industry in the Philippines. And it is really amazing, even if they're only paid small amount of money, or even sometimes they are not paid enough, but they risk their lives to execute the stunts, to execute the dangerous action scenes. So I said to myself, I'm going to do something which is very closer to that. So even the father of the lead star, in the movie, I got the one of the best stuntmen in the Philippines. His name is Baldomaro. I cast him as the father of Erich Gonzalez, and he's the one who's mentoring her with the stunts that she was going to do. But unfortunately, Baldomaro will not going to see the film anymore, because he just died after like a month after the film. So if you're going to watch the film, in the end, I have a tribute to him in memory of Baldomaro, because they inspired me. Stuntmen in the Philippines inspired me to look at them with pride and to look at them with dignity, how they are very much dedicated to their craft and to their work. And why I cast a lot of women in my film? Well, I think it's very much personal to me, because
you make them protagonists. Even more, because they always cast women and they are always aside.
Yes.
And they are always like, instead in your movie, you know,
I always cast women as my protagonists, because I think it's always my tribute and my inspiration to my mother, because she raised me all alone, and I just saw her strive and her passion and dedication to raise me. So I always said to myself, even before, I always said to myself that I cannot fathom or understand the strength and the dedication of a woman. I cannot really understand that. How come they can really, really move mountains? How come they could always solve problems? How come women could always change the perspective of life in a small or in a bigger way? And most of the time, it could change you as a human being. So I think basically my films is my tribute to all the women in the world because it is very personal to me.
It's like the mother in this scenario, yes. Is like the stunt woman.
Yes, she's gonna do anything to help his ailing father. So it's always the presence of that strong feeling of a woman.
As we already said, the movie took only 8 days of shooting, and there is a lot of action. Yes. How did you work with your actors?
It's always like how you're going to make them believe and trust you that we're going to do it.
But you worked it before the shooting, and then you went on set, or you did everything?
We did everything on set.
There is a lot of scenes. You know, it looks pretty scary.
Like even the action scenes. It's just, I'm just fortunate that everybody is just like really willing to do the film because it is something new that they'll be doing for the longest time in the Philippines. So I think the energy is there and they contribute a lot. And that's where I realized that when you just like let go and release all these actors without controlling them, you could see a different kind of energy, a different kind of motion, a different kind of passion. And I think it's just like work that way. So like if you see the works of the way I shoot my film, it's how like Jean-Michel Basquiat do his painting. It's more of the stroke, it's more of like doing it by instinct, if it's gonna work or not. But you could see the stroke, you could see the passion, you could see the madness in there. And I think that one that really inspired me.
You try to capture.
Yeah, I just try to capture the moment.
How big is the problem of organ traffic in the Philippines? Because
it's really alarming. It's really alarming, and at the same time, it's really threatening because you don't know where it is coming from. Like, with drugs, the government and the police could always, like, notice and could identify who are these players. But with the drug trafficking, you just don't know how they come out and how they operate. But it's so alarming because, of course, we used to like send our children and kids play in the streets, play in the playground, walk in the going to school, and then eventually you'll just like get kidnapped. And it's really, really scary because when they like kidnap a kid and got his organ, fresh organs, you just like throw them somewhere in the canals or in the wooded area, in the slums. So it's just like kind of normal to them. So that's where I captured that moment and I said to myself, this is something evil that I need to address with like in my film.
And it's really, really strong in the meaning that also the scene, obviously is an action movie, but at the same time there is also this theme and this will of this woman to save this little girl.
Yes.
Is really moving. What's next? Are you working on a new project?
I'm working for the sequel of We Will Not Die Tonight and a third script coming, hoping that it could make some notice and it could make some attention somewhere internationally or locally. So at least I have a script prepared for it because I planned this as an origin film. So it's an adventure of Cray, when We Will Not Die Tonight, and then next one, and then next one.
Well, you have already attention because you got selected for the New York Asian Film Festival.
I'm very thankful to that.
And in addition, tonight will be the world premiere of We Will Not Die Tonight.
Yes.
And this at the opening night of the New York Asian Film Festival at Lincoln Center. Congratulations, Richard. Good luck.
Thank you.
From New York Asian Film Festival 2018, I'm Samantha Sartori, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.